Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being perfect, trying to learn and apply the teaching of Jesus. His instruction that we ought to be perfect just as our Heavenly Father is perfect. So we've been looking at this topic throughout the week, looking at different areas of life that God wants to make perfect in our life, that He wants to complete so that we are more and more like Him each day that we live. Today we want to focus in on being perfect in speech. And as we look at that, we'll discover that it's a larger part of perfection than what we might assume. It's more important than we might understand. It's more valuable than we might realize. James tells us, James 3, verse 2, he says, "We all stumble in many ways, but if anyone is never found at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check." You may hear that, it doesn't really say perfect in speech. In fact, it goes beyond that. If you're able to control what you say, if you're able to guard your tongue at all times, if you're never at fault in what you say, then you are a perfect person. If you're able to restrain your words, God says through James that you're able to restrain every other part of your body. It's James who also writes and tells us that everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. It's those words spoken in anger that often get us in the most trouble. And this perfection in speech says that I'm guarding the words that I use in whatever form that they are used in. It's not simply guarding my tongue. That's a big part of it. That's historically the most common part of it. But today it goes further. Not that it goes further, but it needs to be stated further. It's always applied to all of this. It's just the opportunities to be at fault in our words are more abundant. The words that we write, the words that we post, the words that we share on social media. It used to be that our avenues for public complaint were somewhat limited. The old days, you could write a letter to the editor, and they may or may not post it in the newspaper or the publication that you wanted to make your grievance known in. But today, nearly everyone has the opportunity to publicly put words online, on your screen, showing up on someone else's screen or device. that may or may not be helpful words. Words that build up rather than tear down. The Bible's full of instructions on what our words ought to accomplish. The problem, part of the problem, is we cling to our freedoms as Americans to our own detriment. It's not that they're not good freedoms. It's not that they're not valuable freedoms. It's always our misuse of freedoms that get us into the most trouble. The freedom of speech says I can say whatever I want. Well, we recognize, even here in the United States of America, that that does have a few limits, although those limits seem to shrink. And there are many times that people cross the line into libel and slander and things that, well, are not protected. Because someone's convinced them, or they've convinced themselves, that I'm free to say whatever I want. Paul writes, and he talks about the freedoms that we have, and he says, do not use your freedoms to indulge your sinful nature, but rather use your freedoms in love to serve one another. And that applies not simply to a physical freedom of our body and of our movement and of the things that we do, but it applies to following the instructions of God to not let any unwholesome word come out of my mouth, but only that which builds up the hearer. I might add the reader. The one who your message is conveyed to. And when we apply that principle and ask ourselves, not just in what we personally say or post, but the things that we share that somebody else has written, the meme that we like or we love or we give a thumbs up to that gives our assent to words which are not beneficial in building up someone else. We use a lot of words. Some are helpful. They build up the hearer. Those are the ones that we ought to be using. Some are destructive. They tear down the hearer, and those are the ones that we ought to get rid of from our life. But many of the words we use are just filler. He doesn't say to only use the words which don't bother someone. That'd be a little bit easier. He said, only use the words which build up those who hear it. So sometimes all of that noise, we say, well, it's not hurting anybody. The question isn't, is it not hurting anybody? The question is it helping anybody? Part of that slow to speak instruction from James is, I don't have to say everything that comes into my mind. In fact, I shouldn't say everything that comes into my mind. And even when it's not harmful, I ought to be asking myself, is it helpful? The old adage that I grew up with, that we seem to have lost, ask that question. If you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything? Is it helpful? Not simply, am I not harming anyone, but is it useful to the hearer? Or is it just noise? And especially today, I think, we live in a world that is so full of noise that we would do well to not add to it. And we would become that perfect person, able to control the things that we say. And when we allow God's word to direct our words, we grow towards that perfection that's only possible as we live in Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need to be made perfect in Christ. Not that we attained it on our own or that we ever could. But as we've talked and prayed about this week, Father, we've considered how you make us perfect, just as you are perfect. And God, today I pray that you would help us to pay attention to our words in every form that we use them. Not just concern about not using harmful words, but help us rise above that level to a determination to only use helpful words. Help us grow in a willingness and ability to be silent, even when our words aren't wrong, but they're just not helpful. God, may we grasp the importance and seek your help by your Spirit to follow those instructions of being quick to listen, but slow to speak and slow to become angry. May we pay careful attention to our verbal words and our written words and our shared words. Give us insight, not just into what we mean by them, but how they would be perceived by others. And Father, sometimes the helpful words are words of correction that aren't always received well. And so may we not shy away from those kind of words that really are helpful, even if the hearer is not sure about it. May the truth always be spoken in love, with genuine concern, not just for the temporary well-being of the hearer, but for the eternal well-being of the hearer. God, as we grow in perfection, may the fault in our speech become less. And in all of it, may our speech, our words be focused on Jesus, that we would lift him up in all of the kinds of words that we use. That as we lift up him, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.